anticipated, your score does not necessarily indicate how you, as an individual, feel and react to stress. Stress is a very individualistic experience. Not everyone reacts to the same circumstances by feeling the same degree of stress. One person might go skydiving for fun and relaxation, while for another, this experience would feel like the most stressful time of his or her life. Since one person's stress can be another person's vacation, we see that stress is a result of how we as individuals interpret the events in our world. We cannot always control the many stressful circumstances that surround our lives, but we can control our reactions to those events. Understanding how to deal with the root causes of stress is a vital key to managing stress. We'll investigate this further later on in this audiobook. It may surprise you to learn that not all stress is bad. In fact, some stress is very beneficial. What determines whether it's good or bad is how much stress you are under. A little stress can be good, and too much stress can be very bad. Stress is similar to the tuning of guitar strings. Just the right amount of pressure on the tuning peg of the guitar is required to gain the desired sound. But when you pull the string too tightly, it can break when played, and the musical sound will stop. In the same way, too much stress in your life can cause you to perform poorly, creating anxiety, nervousness, depression, irritability, forgetfulness, problems concentrating, and problems making decisions. This happens when the pressures of life exceed your ability to cope. This bad stress is little more than distress, or the hopelessness and helplessness that come with feeling you've lost control over your circumstances. Distress makes you wonder whether or not to simply give up. Too little stress on that guitar string also creates a negative effect. Without some tension on the strings, the music sounds horrible. Similarly, too little stress in your life can leave you feeling bored, restless, understimulated, and unable to perform adequately. Therefore, the problem of stress is not the stress itself. The problem is not understanding yourself, your body, your health, and your lifestyle well enough to allow the right amount of stress, the perfect tension for those guitar strings, so that your mind and body produce the good music of physical, mental, and spiritual harmony. So, let's see what stress looks like at the physical level. What happens in your body during moments of stress? Dr. Hans Seeley, who is known as the father of stress research, experimented with rats using many different physical events that created stress, such as electrical shocks and very cold temperatures. By doing this, Dr. Seeley determined that when stress is maintained long enough, the body undergoes three distinctly different stages. He called these stages the alarm stage, the resistance stage, and the exhaustion stage. We're going to look closely at these three different stress stages. Take note of your own stress symptoms and see if you can determine the stage of stress you may be experiencing. Stage 1, the alarm stage. The alarm stage is the fight or flight emergency alarm system that God created in your body for survival. In the case of your ancestors, this protective system would have gone into action when your great-grandfather found himself trapped by a bear as he hunted in the woods. He turns around, and there it is, a giant grizzly that is as mad as an angry hornet over being disturbed. Now, in the alarm stage, high-powered, potent chemicals that God has placed within us begin to circulate in your great-grandfather. Here is what happens physically. A red light and an ear-deafening siren go off in the hypothalamus, an area in the brain. Now the brain is on red alert. Therefore, it sends a signal to the pituitary gland to release a hormone that activates the adrenal glands. Adrenaline, or epinephrine, a hormone that is released from the emergency alert adrenal glands located just above the kidneys, races through the body, sending it into high alert. The brain becomes very focused, eyesight sharpens, and muscles tense as they prepare for fighting or fleeing. Heart rate and blood pressure increase as blood vessels constrict. Your great-grandfather's heart is pounding. His breathing becomes faster and deeper, and his blood sugar rises to supply fuel for the muscles. This alarm stage of stress sets in motion a release of fats, an emergency fuel supply. Triglycerides, which are fats, race through the bloodstream. These fats, as well.